From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Thursday, September 5th. I'm Sarah Reith. Voters in Mendocino County are likely to see a couple of proposals to raise taxes for fire and ambulance services on their next ballot. Last week, the Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to develop two tax ordinances for emergency services: a sales tax for countywide ambulances and a transient occupancy tax on private campgrounds, with an advisory measure to use the funds for rural fire districts. The county is nearing its maximum allowable sales tax cap, though Measure B, the Mental Health Treatment Act, will decrease from a half cent to an eighth cent in the year 2023, freeing up some funds. Last year, another measure was defeated when voters declined to amend the county code to levy a 10% transient occupancy tax on short-term visits to private campgrounds and RV parks. The discussions about the two separate taxes were broad-ranging, with no specific amounts determined. Supervisor Ted Williams made the pitch for putting a sales tax on the ballot to pay for more ambulances.
But I think what's clear is we need more funding. The public has an expectation that when they call 911, there will be a transport vehicle arriving quickly. And I think there's frankly, there's an expectation that in most cases that be advanced life support, that they're expecting a paramedic to show up. And in a lot of rural corners of the county, we're falling short, but we also see, even on the 101 corridor, a regular shortage of ambulances and not much stability. The EOA was chartered in part to solve the stability problem, but seeing that that may not come to fruition, we need to be working on next steps. What we're suggesting is that these tax dollars be used to support public transport, whether that's hospital-run ambulance services like Coast Hospital has, or fire transport like Ukiah Fire Authority might be able to resurrect. We're also talking about community paramedicine, the idea that this would keep more units in the field and offer a greater quality of life to our residents by not necessarily transporting everyone to the emergency department, or when they need a transport, having the option to transport to a clinic. We've talked about using quick response vehicles for the paramedics to separate the paramedic response from the ambulance transport, so that when it becomes a basic life support ride to the hospital, we can keep that paramedic in the field. We have a lot of ideas, but we're not at the stage of proposing anything specific other than we need to start looking at a funding mechanism, and we would like some staff time to help us investigate options.
David Roderick, a board member with the Hopland Fire Protection District, expressed his support of the proposal.
Fire, as you know, is the primary delivery service of emergency medical in our county. We have been providing that service free for the last several decades. We're happy to do it, but we need some help. This isn't, you know, going to happen. We are in collapse today.
And Leonard Winter, the CEO of MedStar, a nonprofit ambulance service, was careful to state that hypothetically, it would be very difficult for his company to provide advanced life support without the proposed tax subsidy. He added that his company is feeling the pinch from another direction as well.
When I came back in 2009 and 10, our payer mix was right at 58-59% Medicare and 28% Medi-Cal. When I checked our statistics in January, February, and March of this year, it switched. We're almost at 58% of Medi-Cal, which pays a much lesser fee to us. Things have gone really bad with the payer mix.
Previous research to levy a transient occupancy tax on private campgrounds projected revenue of $1 million a year. That measure went down by 53%, but Supervisor Dan Jurdy thinks the campgrounds are benefiting from a loophole.
There is a tight connection between the visitors staying in the campgrounds and fire emergency services, the demands that they create for that, those services, and I would definitely support this. I've actually spoken with the Leggett and Piercy fire departments suggesting that they look to the county to close this loophole. The way I see it, this really is a loophole in our tax system that has been to the benefit of the private campgrounds for a couple of decades. A couple decades ago, Lake County, Sonoma, and Humboldt closed that loophole. After a certain point, Proposition 218 kicked in, and boards of supervisors could not close the loophole themselves, only the voters could. And so I hope that the voters will close this loophole for these visitors and direct the funds to fire service. I think it's an excellent suggestion.
Anderson Valley Fire Chief Andres Avila thanked the board for bringing forward the idea of more funding for rural fire departments. But Ukiah Mayor Maureen Mulhern reminded the board of another priority and the looming sales tax cap.
The County of Mendocino also needs to develop some type of strategy regarding the roads. And in 2015, we did have an ad hoc where we looked at a sales tax measure for roads, and it was decided not to bring that forward to the county at that time. So as you have data regarding the TOT and the campgrounds, I also would ask that you consider what the data was around what the sales tax measure for roads would have been brought in, and see if the two scenarios should be switched, vice versa, and provide more funding for fire services and use the TOT possibility of tax for campgrounds for roads.
But Williams, who said he didn't want to see fire departments holding bake sales to buy Band-Aids, had his eye on what $1 million from a transient occupancy tax could do.
$1 million split to 21 fire districts would be more than a Band-Aid. Wouldn't solve all of the problems at hand, but it would be a great step up from where we're at with Prop 172 funds.
The board voted unanimously to develop both proposals further. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. For all our local news, with photos and more, visit kzyx.org.